Jamie frantically shook his head.
We don't know that for sure. Why did you kill him? You could have just wounded him. You didn't have to stab him in the throat.
We killed him, Martin snapped.
I was trying to help you. He was strangling you.
Both of you, shut up. I stepped between them and the body, hoping they'd focus on me instead. We have to get the police and tell them what happened. This man's dead.
He's no man.
We have to.
I'm not going to prison.
We're minors, and it was self-defense. Nobody's going to prison.
You remember Vince Rhodes? Martin asked.
This is different.
He went to juvenile for B&Es when he was 13. They sent him to that maximum security place in the western part of the state. The older kids beat him up every day and screwed him in the ass every night. When he came back, he was a fucking zombie. That's never happening to me. And I won't let it happen to you guys either. We gotta get rid of the body.
Get rid of it? You think we're in a movie?
Nobody can tie us to this, Phil. They'd have no reason to.
Oh, God.
We looked to Jamie. He knelt in the mud and began rummaging through the man's knapsack.
Maybe he wasn't going for the sword,
he said, pulling a tattered black book free with an ancient sun-like symbol carved into the center.
What is it?
Jamie carefully flipped through some pages, shielding it as best he could from the rain with his body.
I think it's a Bible, or something like a Bible. Looks like some kind of really old holy book, but it's not in English.
Martin bent down and pulled the sword from the mud, holding it with both hands and pointing it at the ground. He was going for this, he said.
Well, what if he wasn't? Jamie screamed. What then?
He killed Sarah Bryant.
We don't know that,
Jamie cried, holding the book against his chest with both hands and rocking slowly on his heels.
We don't know that.
What kind of person has a sword like this?
Look at it, man. It's like something some devil worshipper would carry around.
I felt like I was coming apart at the seams. Terror had given way to shock and disbelief, and finally to the sad and frightening realization of what we'd just done. I wanted to cry, scream, run, go home and forget any of this had ever happened. But all I did was stand there, soaked to the bone, my hands sore and swollen from punching the scarred man.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers.
Jamie sobbed, choking on emotion as he attempted to quote scripture.
For thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
Shut up, Jamie, Martin barked. I don't want to hear your stupid Bible shit. You got it? I mean it, man. Shut your fucking mouth.
What are we gonna do?
Martin looked at me. I nodded. Our fates were sealed. Jamie suddenly went very still, and when he spoke again, all the emotion had left him, replaced instead by a lifeless monotone.
I think we just killed God.